90, please.
Appoint Brian McCarter to the Portland Design Commission as landscape architect for a term to expire November 20, 2022.
Tim Herron, come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. It is my pleasure to introduce Brian McCarter to my left. He has put forward an appointment to you all to fill the vacant position on the Portland Design Commission, previously held by Commissioner Tad Savinar. Brian is a Portland-based principal, urban designer, and landscape architect for CGF since 1985. He has over 40 years of experience, focus on urban design, landscape architecture, planning, and planning in the public realm. He brings an extensive background to the design at campuses, neighborhoods, parks, plazas, and streets, as well as major transit and pedestrian facilities in urban settings. He has developed a close working relationship with designers of different disciplines to effectively create a marriage of architecture and engineering in the public realm. For these reasons, we feel that Brian is an exceptional candidate, particularly good fit for a landscape architect position on the Design Commission. If approved, his appointment would begin from today for the next 4 years, maybe longer if he does really well. And that's all I have. I'm happy to answer any questions. I brought Brian with me today, and if you had any questions, he's ready to go.
I have a couple questions.
Commissioner Fish.
And Brian, thank you for putting your name in the hopper here.
Thank you.
I'm just curious because my sense is that ZGF's footprint is growing pretty dramatically locally and then beyond our boundaries. So how many people work for ZGF locally, roughly?
About 275 in our Portland office.
Wow. And then you have offices in how many other states or cities?
Five other cities, kind of west coast to east coast.
That's terrific. And in the Portland office, do you have a sense of the percentage of work that you do that's here in Oregon versus internet, you know, around the world?
Ooh, that's a very good question. It fluctuates up and down depending on big projects. It could be anywhere from maybe 20% to 40%, depending on if we've got a big, large local project.
Well, it's interesting. I'm next week taking some time off, and I'm going to be down at in San Diego. And I mentioned to someone at ZGF that I was going to be at the University of California, San Diego. And, of course, the response I got was that ZGF designed many of the buildings in their medical complex. Mm. So the reach of your firm is pretty extraordinary. And again, thank you for your willingness to serve.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Motion to
accept. I need a motion. Sorry. Thank you.
Move to accept.
Second.
A motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you so much for being willing to dedicate, as you know, a significant amount of time for this. Aye.
Fish.
From the written materials and what we've heard about you, we couldn't ask for a better qualified candidate. So
thank you
for taking on this assignment at a time when we are deeply committed to raising the bar on design standards for our great city. So thank you, sir. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you for your willingness to serve, Mr. McCarter. And I also want to thank Tad Savinar for his many years of good quality service as a design commission member. Aye.
Wheeler?
Well, Brian, I am thrilled to appoint you to the landscape architect position on the Design Commission. As you heard from the testimony, Mr. McCarter is a very, very experienced urban designer and landscape architect. He's been with ZGF since 1985, according to my notes, over 42 years of experience focused on urban design, landscape architecture, and planning in the public realm. These are exactly the skill sets that we need. He brings extensive background in the design of campuses, neighborhoods, parks, plazas, streets, as well as major transit and pedestrian facilities in urban settings. You have a reputation for working very well with other people and other players in the landscape and design and architectural arena, marrying both architecture and engineering in the public realm. You are going to be an exceptional contributor to our commission. And I'm just sorry that the salary isn't commensurate with the skill set that you're going to be bringing to the table. But we're pleased to have you. Your term will run from November 21st, of course, to November 20th, 2022. Unless, as it was previously said, if you do a great job, we'd love to have you stick around for a little bit longer. So thank you for your willingness to serve. We know there's many ways that you could use these skills, and we're just really thrilled that you're using it for the public good. Thank you. I vote aye. The report's accepted. The appointment.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for being
here.
Thank
you.